This is KNKX. As the Pac-12 football season gets underway this weekend, the Saturday night game between the Washington Huskies and California Golden Bears has been canceled. A player for Cal tested positive for COVID-19, and several other players are being forced to isolate due to contact tracing protocols. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel talked about all the unknowns surrounding the Huskies and the conference this year. Art, in this COVID-shortened, conference-only season, what do we know about how the Huskies look?
Well, that's a great mystery because no reporters have seen the Huskies in practice because of the COVID restrictions. And there's a new head coach, there's a new offensive coordinator, there's going to be a new starting quarterback. And they've also lost 10 players with eligibility remaining, five to the NFL and another five for various reasons, including COVID opt-outs. So this is really a hard team to read right now, as it is throughout the Pac-12. What we do know is that they're trying to choose among four quarterbacks to start the season. They've got a very seasoned guy, Kevin Thompson, a seventh-year collegian. He was out for 2 years with injuries from Sacramento State, where he transferred from. He's from Auburn Riverside High School. A redshirt sophomore, Jacob Sermon, from Bothell, a redshirt freshman, Dylan Morris, from Graham Kapausen in Pierce County, and a Newport Beach, California kid, freshman Ethan Garbers. All of these guys are very talented in different ways, but Coach Jimmy Lake refuses to name a starter. And he's being, you know, typically paranoid coach because he doesn't want to leak information that would be helpful to the opponents. I think it's going to be Kevin Thompson. He's the most experienced guy. He led a successful Sacramento State team for three seasons. And I think he's more likely to get them wins right now than the younger players. But again, that's a guess. We'll see what happens when this Husky season starts.
Well, you mentioned Jimmy Lake. He's been with the school for a while, but this is his first season as head coach.
Right. And that's always a mysterious thing because it's a whole lot different going from assistant to head coach in college because of so many more management responsibilities. And Lake seems to be navigating it okay, but we're not going to know until we see some games. He's been on the defensive side for 6 years, and this is his first chance around the offense. He really does have the enthusiastic support of a lot of his players, and I think he's going to bring more energy than Chris Peterson, his predecessor, who admitted to burning out in his last year at the Husky helm. So I think there's going to be an uptick there, but how it manifests exactly on the field remains to be seen.
So many factors at play here, raising so many questions. How do you think the Huskies are going to do this season?
Boy, this is such a hard read right now because the issue in the Pac-12 is COVID, not the other teams. It's really a strange year because normally the Pac-12 ends in November. It's starting this year. It's the last conference among the Power Five conferences to begin a season. And they're doing it in the face of a third wave of COVID-19 infections. We know we're starting to get even more infections in the Puget Sound area than we had in March. So this is a dangerous time to be starting up a season when we've also got the complication of the flu spreading around. And if they can get through, it's going to be a major feat. And who those two championship teams are a complete mystery to me, and I think everyone in the league.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. And you can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org. or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.